Warning, the host of this show has been known to be patently offensive, using words such as
fuck, shit, fucking ass, bullshit, bitch,
and phrases such as
you goddamn son of a bitch,
while ranting on about subjects like
angel dust, switchblades,
politics,
and
sexually perverse photography exhibits involving tennis rackets.
So, if you are easily offended or have small children in the room, please turn the stream off now. Thank you.
Tonight, a United Nation goes forward with the determination to win this war and bring about a just and enduring peace.
Daddy,
we cannot
who
win
is
our
Sean
war
Kennedy?
Or make our peace unless
well,
we understand the
Sean
character
Kennedy
of the
was just
the
guy who started talking to people all over the world through an internet radio station called Rant Radio. Eventually, thousands of people all over the world would listen to him talk every Monday night about things that were happening in the world and the things that were going to happen. You see, Sean wasn't governed by anyone or anything. What he screamed into the internet was there for all to see. But that was when we still had rights and freedoms.
There are not enough of you to shoot us all. Feel the few swaggering conquerors. There's no room in a decent world for you and your kind. We little people, thousands, millions of us, will join together and crowd you out of our world.
Whoa! Yeah, baby! It is the Sean Kennedy Show, show number 76, and this time the goddamn show template showed up. So that means Woo-hoo! We actually get content and all that groovy stuff, which makes the whole show worthwhile. And I got some lyrics in the background. I'm like, yes, and I dropped ecstasy. Yeah, my nipple. What the fuck, dude? What is that?
What happened to that cool station we had?
It was like it all changes. Fucking, you know, there's... Well, it goes from hard to good, and then...
There we go.
It's a little bit harder. There we go.
Sounds German.
In about 10 minutes, it'll switch to something soft.
It'll be like, in a Caribbean blue... I mean, give me a break here. So, welcome to the Sean Kennedy Show. I would be Sean Kennedy, your host here on episode 76, and with my beautiful and amazing co-host, Samarian.
But mostly beautiful.
Mostly beautiful, and also co-host, who is, like,
sitting
privy.
Here. What? I have information?
You have information. You have information that makes it all worthwhile. We've got a super fucking huge announcement, but you still have to wait for it.
I know it and you don't.
Yeah, that's right. And the announcement is actually that a Panthropy's cock is huge. No, I'm kidding. That's just
right.
What he said in the RC, so we figured we'd say that as well. But before we get into that, one thing we will say is that you are free to distribute this broadcast any way you see fit. You can do whatever you want with it. You can, you know...
Roll it, smoke it.
You can roll it, smoke it. You can save it for posterity because you may want to so that you can sell it later on eBay.
That's right.
Which is handy.
eBay.
eBay. Put it on eBay. Well, what's wrong with eBay? I don't know. Let's say eBay. Is eBay a magic word? Okay.
eBay.
eBay.
Everyone's screaming.
eBay. eBay is the fucking bringer of all things good. Going through the IRC tonight, here are the people who have shown the fuck up.
And thank you.
And thank you. No, thank you.
Thank you.
We have Cow, Punk of Evil. Shade, who has way too much free time on his hands. We have Smokehouse, who also has too much free
way
time on his hands.
Way too much free time.
Pyro Linux, which is Pyro probably on a Linux box. Alien Binary, Alamode, Alpha 736, Angelica Firestorm, Panthropy, Apoc, Blung, Brune, Katan.
Catanus.
Could be Satanus.
Could be.
Could be Satanus.
Could be Satanus, yes.
With a silent C. Cell Rumbling Sky, Kyo 23, Dancing Monkey, Dark Goddess. Could
Ooh,
be.
Dark Goddess.
That sounds fucking hot, eh? That
it
sounds
does.
Like, that sounds like I've got...
Dark and Goddess is putting together.
I'm Dark Goddess with cleavage.
Come with me.
Della Morta, into the trees. Dork Panic 42. Don't Panic 42. Dorky, Dr. Chris, Dr. Z, and Asylum Boy. Ethernaut, Frenic. Ethernaut. Oh, I know who that is.
Yes, you do.
I do know who Ethernaut is.
Yes.
That's a really good name.
It is. I like it.
Frenic, FT-Link RX, Bud Magnet Gluco with SKTFM, I think is what that says.
Yes.
Yes. Gooch, Griffin, Guardian Super Chicken, Hacktop. Hacktop. Sorry. Good name, though.
Hacktop. Yeah.
I like Hacktop, too. Judging Eagle, Kabufa, Kaisazol, Kexer, Kindling Boy, Lentium, Lento, Mai, Kujaku, Malicious Kitten, Megalomaniac, Menorian, Mick J, Misconduct, Miser, Bleeding, Naughty Ski, Niacin, Oog, Oracle 9, Paladin, People Tree, Praetor 2. Praetor 2?
Praetor, yeah.
Your screensaver's fucking with me over here.
Just turn off the monitor. There you go.
There we go. Where were we? Praetor. Prune Scholar, Psycho Quiff, Rodney Rich. Hey, buddy. Ricky Rocket. Rich knows what's going on, but he's not going to tell you. Ricky Rocket, Roland Fat Rose, who's going to be really happy to hear what's going on. Ronan Sparky, who's also going to be happy.
Oh, he will. Yeah.
Ronan Sparky's going to
be ecstatic.
Fucking
happy. Oh, yeah.
7210, Shadow Fur, great name. Sheeps, Sir Dork Stats, Thought Crime, Turnspike, Tweak, Tide, and Siren. Trans, Wi-Fi Girl, Wiggle Puppy, Whopper, Yerky, Zarustra. Oh, good to see you. D-Day Species, and... BD, Lieutenant Major Zombie, birthday, 20 years old.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Is he 20 today?
Today.
Is it today?
He's 20.
This is like a sign from God. Do you know how synchronicity works and all that shit? That's like the fact that he's turned 20.
And I think we've known him since he's like 15.
And it's like everything's like cutting up to a whole
world.
It's all
coming together.
There's like amazing shit happening here. Now.
The karma wheel.
The karma wheel is going. So. Enough of the IRC, you and ye in the IRC. There's only 85 people in the IRC tonight. There was like 105 last week.
We scared them away.
There's only 85 tonight because they listened and it just fucking, you know, was just completely shitty.
They woke return.
Everyone's speculating about what it is. They're saying, oh, it's going to be the new cult.
No, Sean's got a new diet is what it is.
Yeah, it's
starting a new diet.
Okay, now, as we all know, last show was a video show. Because there's that really groovy video.
We like
codec
video.
Compression thing.
It's fun.
That came out. What is that thing again?
It's from Nullsoft. The good people at Nullsoft that brought you Winamp and Nutella and Waste.
So what exactly is that? What is this?
It's just another compression scheme, but it's free and it's easy to use. And it's fast and it's nice. It's really good.
How fast and nice?
It's really fast and nice. It's one of the best I've seen. For delivering content over the internet. For delivering video over the internet.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So how many, is it like four people can watch, or are we talking pretty big numbers here?
Big numbers.
Big numbers.
Big numbers. You know how many people can listen to Rant Radio?
Really?
People can listen to Rant, watch this video stream.
Wow.
Because it's the same level, 128K on the audio, 128K on the video.
So if we have like 250 people listening... Not including mirrors, of course.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep.
And then that means we could have 250 people watching as well.
Just as easy.
Wow.
Just as easy.
Now, that by itself is pretty cool. And you'd be like, wow, we can get like a whole bunch of people watching Sean sitting here in a chair being fat. Wouldn't that just be cool?
That'd be great.
That'd be really fucking cool.
And it is not on tonight. People are asking, is not on tonight?
No, it's not on tonight.
No, it's not.
Tonight it is not on. That's not on.
It's not on tonight.
And that is fucking not on tonight. Yes. So... Now, funny thing happened. After last Monday night's show, I was on my way home and I actually ran out of gas.
Oh.
And I was just...
Another episode in Sean's life.
Just shy of highway...
Have some of that, Sean!
Have some of that shit! I ran out of gas just shy of highway exit 16 on the 99.
Oh,
and I didn't have my cell phone with me, so I'm pumping an hour to get inland into Surrey, into deep fucking Surrey to find a payphone at like 11 o'clock. Oh, yeah, and I had to be at work.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
You work after the show.
Yeah, and I didn't make it. And I had no phone to phone them.
Oh, my God.
So
your whole world turned
to shit. It all went fucking bad. Yeah, last Monday night was a bad fucking night.
Oh, God.
Yes.
I can't imagine.
That sucks so hard.
Yeah. Oh, man.
But because I'm a hard motherfucker... It didn't really bug me that much because I'm so badass, right?
You put some rocks in your backpack and kept hiking.
There's nothing worse than a geek who has all the tech to handle any situation but just left it at home. This, nurses a complete, strap shit to my body comp.
I noticed a couple more additions.
Yes,
you're really strapped up tonight.
Again. Yes, I'm kidding right the fuck out tonight.
It's not happening again, damn it.
By God, you know, because that's the way Murphy's Law works. It happens when you forget your shit. So if shit's supposed to happen, you have your shit, Murphy's Law won't allow it to happen. So the one day you forget your shit, you'll, like, everything bad will happen that day.
It's been storing it up.
Because it's been like, wham! And the longer you go, the more prepared you are.
Yes.
The bigger the fucking hit you take on your day off. It's just the way that shit works. It's fucking evil. There's nothing you can do about it.
Oh, man. So, last week after the show was just bad.
Oh, it was bad. And then I started thinking. And I went, you know, Frozen Fox... And is it an ocean or has
not
it
anymore? It's now it's the Ethernaut, which is equally cool.
Which is
going
to be hard for me to remember that.
Or Ethernaut, depending.
So Ethernaut and Frozen Fox own a music recording studio.
That's right.
And I was like, oh yeah, yeah, they own that studio. And then my wheels started to turn. And then I'm like, hey, wait a minute. So I phoned these guys up, and on Wednesday, Sim and I went out, and we had a meeting with them. And they're like, wow, you guys want to, like, start doing serious video feed? That'll be rad. Why don't we donate some fucking studio space to you? Okay, how much studio space? How much do you want? How about you take the biggest goddamn room we have?
Yep.
Oh, okay. And how big is this room?
That sounds good.
How big is this room? This room is big enough to have, like, a stage entrance with fucking curtains a la Johnny Carson.
Yep.
A band area where the bands can play. A area for me to sit and interview people. A command console for Sim to do his thing. Not only all of that, but we also have room in there for...
But wait, there's more.
Yes, that's right. The other key component is a studio audience.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Yes, in fact, as of July 21st, the Sean Kennedy radio show will be no more. But as of the 21st of July, we will be the first ever video in-studio show of the Sean Kennedy show with live guests, live bands, the whole fucking nine.
Live audience.
Live audience. With a wireless hookup so they can get on the IRC, bring your laptops, everybody gets involved. We're in the process of building and construction right now. We're already lining up content. I'm getting fucking everything from the Dead Sea Scrolls to fucking science fiction authors lined up for this shit. It's going to be awesome. Imagine a Tonight Show or a variety show with me doing the fucking news on it that you want to see that's on a video feed that you can actually fucking watch with people you give a shit about, interviewing every freak in the Seven Straits from fucking transvestites to conspiracy theorists to fucking Michael Ikaku fucking scientists. Anybody I can club over the goddamn head and drag down, and we're already getting a pretty good list of people who I'm not going to announce right now, but we're already getting a really good guest list showing up, so that all means everybody within spitting distance of this fucking province is going to want to drive their ass up here.
Oh, yeah.
For July.
July 21st. That's a Monday still.
That's a Monday night. Still Monday night. Yep. Still at 8 p.m. our time. And before you ask, yeah, of course it's going to be video. And yes, we will be broadcasting as well over audio.
That's right.
Over
so
Rant Radio.
So people in
if you're like, oh, shitty, I only have a Palm Pilot that I configured to go and, you know, listen to the fucking stream, you know. But I want to listen. No, you can do that still, but we are primarily taking the show to a whole new level. And when you think about how much success we have achieved with just the... fucking audio aspect of this, taking it to an actual, like, I hope you people realize how incredible this fucking is, that we are actually getting a full fucking stage studio that we can build any way we want. People are all, Southwest Samurai is coming in the house, he's like, fucking, yeah, we're gonna build everything, blah, blah, blah. We got people donating shit, we've got two fucking spotlights that have been donated, we're getting electrical cord donated, we're getting a ton of shit donated. As things progress over the next 3 weeks, I'm gonna be putting calls out for people who want to donate, and for people who are like, shit, I want to help. Okay, well, if you want to help, hang on, because we're probably going to put a donations page up on Rant TV, but that'll be down the road. This isn't, I don't want to fucking mar this by asking for cash. This is fucking incredible because of the fact that if nobody shows, the show still goes on the air. It's $10 at the door for people who come down to see it. Okay, yeah. So it's cheaper than a fucking movie.
Yeah.
Right? And people who come down, they get, you know, like 2 hours, whatever, however fuck long the show is.
Yep.
Worth of entertainment for $10, and all that cash goes straight to the studio to book off the studio time. And if we don't make any money, that's okay. The studio's cool with that. That's how fucking cool.
Everybody's very cool about this.
Yeah. Ethernaut and Frozen Fox, especially Frozen Fox, has been super fucking cool about this. They're like, yeah, man, we believe in you. We believe in the show. We think that it'll be fucking rad. And if we can get a video product out there, you know, like maybe we can get this thing on actual television and shit like that. And we've been brushing on the wings of that shit for so long now.
Just touching it. Just barely.
Just barely there, you know. Yep. We haven't really just had the thrust to get it up into the stratosphere there. But now with the studio audience, with the WOGs able to finally come down, everyone's like, oh shit, I'd love to come down. I'd love to see the show.
Yeah, people always asking. Here, not very exciting.
Here, not very exciting.
It's a room with us talking.
But believe you me, we are finally going to be able to set it up with fucking, oh shit,
bring
screens.
Bring everyone.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Everyone can come
screens
in.
Screens hanging from the fucking ceiling. It's going to be rad. The whole thing's going to look like, oh, fuck yeah. I mean, I've got some big plans. Yeah. And, of course, we'll always be adding to the studio. We'll always be adding shit. And as things progress, we'll be able to add more, user interface. And finally, the alternative media thing is not just a goddamn buzzword anymore. This means that we're actually beginning to win this fucking war. This is a huge, huge victory for the counterculture to be able to sit back and go, yeah, well, you know what? Don't hate the media. Motherfucker, become the media. And not only is that just a catchphrase from two guys sitting in a fucking room screaming, mm-hmm. now sitting in a mock studio that's been built, we're getting an actual professional quality studio.
Multi-cameras.
Multi-cameras. Like video mixer,
like
full fucking sound room,
yep.
the nine.
Yep.
Okay, and shit, like, Uncle Dak has said he's going to come down and do security for it. Everybody who's been involved,
yeah.
you know, is coming around saying, you know what, shit, I'm not going to be in front of the cameras, but that's okay. I want to help, and that's there's right. people who just want to be involved.
Lots of room to help.
And get this thing off the ground. This is single-handedly the biggest thing that has happened to Rant Radio fucking bar none since...
Yeah. Big step.
Probably since MTV called us.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we just didn't have a product.
No.
But now, motherfucker.
No, we've got a product. Here is the product.
Now we are the product. Yeah. I am the ultimate product. And we were able to get the studio. We were able to get a video stream out without compromising our values.
That's right.
Without compromising
our values. Not the technology.
Without selling out. Without doing any of that shit. And finally, am I still doing news? You better believe it. We're still going to be doing all the newscasts. It'll be better. Because now, I mean, fuck, guys, I haven't been this switched on about shit in a long time. This is some seriously, seriously exciting stuff. So I'm walking on sunshine over here, man. My fucking floating fat man dune ass is circling around the room. I'm alive! I'm alive!
Come back here and get your zits drained.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, fuck, yeah, you know, and it was all right. Sean Kennedy, the fucking man who encompasses your...
Get off the ceiling, Sean!
Yes, it's fucking mighty. It's beyond mighty. It's like mighty squared. It's like mighty squared to the infinite. It's fucking sex.
Mighty to the power of not mighty.
So, as you can tell, everyone right now, I'm not even looking at the RC, but imagine they're all in shock. They're like...
Can you see the shock?
They're shocked.
There is
they're all
shock
like,
there.
Hoo-ah, hooray. You're freaking screwed. I'll say it. You fucking rule. Yes. Yes. It's true. We are going to destroy all. We are going to conquer everything. This is a huge fucking score.
Oh, yeah.
And consider what our competition is. What? Fucking Queer Ass Folk? The Millionaire Show? American Idol? Fuck off. Oh, you want an idol? You want an idol? I'll give you a goddamn idol. You want an idol? Let me just wait out, bitch. Wait till I see what the fucking I got for you. So, tonight's Photoshop. Just as we had a sticker competition, no shit, guys, we need to get ourselves a logo.
Yes.
This is a big one.
It is the logo.
Yeah, this logo will be put on the, like, so Shade fucking like, gear up, okay?
Like stickers, t-shirts,
this logo,
flyers.
This is going to be going on everything under the goddamn sun.
This is the logo for
this
the show.
This is going to be, I need the Sean Kennedy Show logo, okay? The slogan which we are using for the Sean Kennedy Show is not don't is not
is not
is not the logo is don't hate the media, become the media. Okay, and after much deliberation, we've decided on that one.
Yeah,
because that goes along with Sean Kennedy, open source celebrity. Got the cards printed up.
Nice.
I got the ones that it's on the page there. It's the black and white one with me looking like I'm doing the Matrix jump in the air. And it says it says Sean Kennedy, open source celebrity, cyber deity. And it's got all my contact information on it, which is fucking cool.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah, so I can't remember who actually designed that one, but very, very
cool. People can check out the page to see it.
Yeah, and so that was super duper cool. And I'm out there right now. Like, this has, like, no word of a lie. I am, during the next few weeks, I'm working at night, I am tracking down talent and building a studio during the day. It's fucking
crazy. But what about
sleep? Fuck sleep. Fuck sleep. You're paid to count sheet at home. Why? I'm paid to count them here. Security! So it'll be handy. Every security guard in the world loves Matrix Reloaded because that's the fucking shit. So that means that, yes, you two, Rose, can come down and enjoy my company. That which you used to get for free, you now can pay $10 for. which you can take comfort in the fact that you sold out, Sean. No, because technically I don't see any of that money. That money goes straight to the fucking station, which, believe you me, when you see the size of
it's
the
big.
Fucking studio.
It is big. It is nice.
I actually
so
measured
nice.
It out today.
Yeah?
Yeah, the actual room itself that we are using.
Like 20 by 30 or...
Oh, yes, again. The room is 35 wide.
Yeah.
And actually, it's close to 40 feet wide and 30 feet deep.
Whoa.
It's fucking ginormous.
That's
we're building
big.
Risers.
Yeah.
We're going to have a kit shop so people can buy, like, the fucking merchandise, DVDs, whatever, when they come
down.
You want
to bring something home. Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to have it all in there. And any dollar you spend there actually goes to fucking support the show, because it's been you guys who've been supporting the show all along. It's been all the fucking hard asses out there. I want to try to set up the Cripple Cam so I can get Smokehouse on there. And there's those of us out there. Smokey tells me that there's actually people who've wrote him letters and said that they don't listen to the show anymore because how I talk to Smokehouse.
Really?
Because he's crippled and shit.
Really?
Well,
we love him, though.
No, I hate his fucking guts. He's a crippled piece of shit. He should have been drowned at birth.
That's right. And we're going to bring him on the show to make more fun of him.
That's right, yeah. Because, come on, guys, what the fuck do you think? Obviously, I've got the guy's permission. Like, we've been buddies forever. I can't believe you called him a cripple. Shut up, bitch. Fucking steady.
That's so mean.
It's so mean. So if I call you a cunt, that'll really go over badly, I guess. Huh? How about I stab you in the eye with a fucking pair of scissors? Hey, split ass, get the fuck off my show. Lick me where I bleed. You know, like, come on. What do you want from me here? And it always, ooh. Did I spill? No. Wow. That was a cool Coke spill, you know, when you bump your hand on the monitor and the shit almost falls, but you catch it in the glass. You know that one?
I don't know how you did that. It, like, came over the glass
jumped
back in.
That's because it's my Shaolin fucking bullet vision. I've got so many seconds in which to use my Matrix vision, and I can't use it on anything cool.
It works.
Since people don't actually shoot at me, I have to, you know, use it on, like, Coke and stuff.
Catching liquids.
You know, fucking, yeah, bitch. So, it'll be absolutely neat. We finally have something to get going on. I'm so happy about this. I just want to, like,
exciting.
Sit here and glow for a minute. Because it is so fucking sexy. Oh, God. So, there we go. That's our Photoshop. Sean Kennedy logo. Don't hate the media. Become the media. Go!
Yeah.
Fly forth, my flying fucking monkeys. And all of you have been around for a long time. You know who the hell you are. Nobody's being forgotten. Feedback this week. Shade is officially insane. Shade has now...
Officially.
Now he's officially in fucking sane. Every once in a while, listeners who are fans do things which scare the shit out of me. And I'd rather die than look you in the eye. Because you scare the shit out of me. It's get that song. I'm going to dedicate...
Scare the shit out of me. Okay.
I think it's Corky and the Juice Pigs who sing
I think
that.
It is, yeah.
Yeah. Scare the shit out of me. I want to dedicate that to Shade tonight. Here's his feedback. Hey, despite all the noise in the forums, apparently I was the only one who actually transcribed an episode. Being that I transcribed episode 2 and that nothing else was getting done, Mick J was supposed to go through transcript for episode 2, but he hasn't gotten around to it. I figured I might as well do episode 1 as well. Here are the two texts. He sent me the complete transcription of episode 1 and episode 2.
He's a crazy fan.
Feel free to edit them as you wish.
No.
Okay, I talk a lot in that time, okay?
Yeah.
Also, you'll probably notice the connection disturbance thing in the small opening bit. That was just an idea I had one night. You mentioned the SK the 6 ghosts in a few episodes. Well, I had taken the idea and ran with it, thinking eventually Tales of the Aftermath could get published. People wouldn't hear the cool audio stuff in the episodes while reading it. Well, I thought if the transcript read as a recording from the ghost interruptions and all, it could add a little more depth to the text. Also added some fun hidden stuff. Look closely at the name of the ghost output software. Anyways, it's up to you. Go nuts. No, I'm not going to go nuts because you've already gone nuts and you're waiting for me over there with a large sickle. Now I have a headache and two exams tomorrow. Yep, life's just great. Yeah, Pax Shade. Okay, Shade. You are one crazy motherfucker
very,
to do that.
Very crazy.
But because of that, maybe I think I might start on my next writing project, which instead of a horror novel, maybe I'll fucking do me a Tales from the Afternoon book and actually get that. I watched
that's
that last
scary
night.
Scary noise.
I watched Dark Crystal last
night. Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I want to get one of the Carthans, those large shelled monsters that shit. They're
with
actually
the long legs that walk?
No, those were striders.
Okay.
Land striders. The Carthans were the big shelled monsters that were grabbing the little black spidery things, the big
I haven't seen it in a while, so.
Okay, in the movie there's the striders, right?
Yep.
The Skeksis. Right. They sent out these black things that you would grab the toddling people and stuff. They were like these huge hulking spider monsters.
Okay.
Those were just people in costumes. But they were dope costumes.
Oh, the costuming in that movie is amazing.
I would love to get a Carthan costume and have that on the show. Like, have you're like, Carthans! Find the Gelfling! Kill the Gelflings! And the Carthans just fuck off every show. Go try to kill the fucking Gelflings. So, yeah, we watched that last night, which is, wow, is that shit ever dated? But boy, oh boy, the greatest puppet movie ever fucking made.
Oh, yeah. It's,
like, you'll
it's
never
not
see
the
that
Muppets.
Coming. You'll never see that shit again. Like, just because technology has passed it.
Yeah.
But for what it was, that was the Clash of the Titans of puppeteering. Clash of the Titans was, for stop motion animation, that's pretty much the shit.
Mm. And take
also,
a drink.
Yes, 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 yes. From Casey Saul is the SKTFM Moon Pie.
Mm-mm, Moon Pie.
They're dope, guy. We got that link. I was talking about that before, but there it is.
I shall put that up.
And from Tacturn, greetings, fellow Wogs. It wasn't long ago I was listening to Sean rant about how we need to spread the virus and use whatever abilities we have to do it, whether it's by doing a radio show on Rant Radio or making graphics or just hosting a mirror. Well, I got to thinking of what I could do, and it hit me. Wham! Ugh. I design newspaper ads for a living. And getting promptly to work, I designed 3 ads after telling all the people around Rant Radio one thing, but which I've been doing at every event of opportunity, but putting out ads for it, I could reach thousands a day. That's
this
just
is actually
scary
pretty
when
dope.
Say shit like that. I am currently waiting for an okay, which you should have for the beginning of this week, to place one of the 3 ads in the paper informing them that you are a non-profit. I was able to use my company discount to place the ad for free.
Oh, nice.
I'm sending the 3 ads along with this email to make available any like-minded WOGs who would like to have access to employee discounts in placing ads. Namely, if you yourself work for or have family works for or know someone that works for a newspaper. That's from Tacturn. Holy shit, that's very, very, very fucking cool. Also, in the way too much free time department is Alien Binary. My partner in crime, Cheesy, sent this link to me. Here's the link. It's a series of stills from The Matrix Reloaded in which Trinity is actually performing a genuine exploit found in Insecure.org's Nmap utility. arguably the greatest net utility ever devised. No kidding. I did a search on the Box SK network for The Matrix and found this about the technical aspect of the exploits. So here you can read about the exploits that the hack Trinity was doing in a movie! The post on New Order suggests that the exploit was an SSH1CR2 attack. So I checked the cert.org, and here's how the exploit I found that matches the best exploits allows users to modify last string of data on the buffer, i.e. root passwords, due to a weakness in the idea encryption. I found the same exploit for RC64, RC128, Blowfish, and the rest of the usual ciphers. So much for Secure Shell. Here's another link for that shit. Now everybody can be leaked like Trinity, but don't forget those goddamn sunglasses. I caught her without hers in the movie, and it may have been her downfall. Here's the link. Very fucking anal. That's hugely anal that you would actually look to see if the exploits they were doing in a movie were real. I mean, holy crap.
That's just pretty sad that they still haven't secured their boxes in the future.
Yeah, like, come on. Well, it's just a security guard. Everybody's picking on the goddamn security guards. They're always the first to
always
die,
get
too.
Beat down. Yeah.
And, what the hell happened here?
Clicked on a link.
I clicked on a link.
You fool.
Where are we? Okay, there we go. Kinley Boy. While There was a line I came up with a while ago for a website I was going to make, but you went to shit, so it's yours now if you want it. Broadband for your mind. Don't know if you like it, but I thought it was pretty cool. Anyway, I have some experience with 3D animation with light, waste, and rhinoceros 3D modeling animation program, as well as some friends of mine who are also Rant Radio listeners. I, for one, would love to help out any way I can. I'll talk to Nixon and Dark Elf about it, too. Anyway, till next time, keep fighting. Thank you for Rant Radio. Kindling Boy. Okay. People who have video animation skills, you will email sim@info@rantradio.com. You will list, no shit, what you are able to do. If you're able to give a sample of something you've done, that's good. Because yep. With the show, we're going to need that.
I will give you a job.
We will employ you. We will not employ you to death, but we will employ you if you want to help.
So we do need some graphics.
We do need graphics. Animation is good.
Yes, very good.
In case we decide we're going to do film or anything like that, we're going to need to have people in the arsenal. Okay, so if you want to join the Rant Radio Army and prepare to devise weapons to take on the core political, then by all means, sign the fuck up, because we need
join
that.
Join now.
Dear Sean and Company, this is a new one I got the other day here. Your program is absolutely incredible.
It's incredible.
I've never been called absolutely incredible.
Absolutely. Not just a little bit incredible. Absolutely
incredible. I'm like
incredible.
Vodka Hulk. I am fairly new to WinApp TV, as of the last 4 months. Well, no shit.
It's pretty new itself.
But so far, from what I can tell, your channel is the only thing worth watching in more than 2 minutes. All this praise, and I started watching it today. When I saw a segment of you and Jello Biafra, I was like, yeah! Anyway, to further fuck over the sentence structure of this email, I have several videos of myself that I make. Friends shooting the shit, road shows, destroying old computer parts with explosives, and very large rocks, things that I like. You may be interested in. Don't worry, I'm not a raw footage kitty. I actually edit my stuff, blah, 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 among other things.
Very, very cool!
Mike, if you have original footage...
We like it.
Especially original footage of cops doing bad things. If you, and don't go get yourself in shit. We are not Jackass. We are not fucking Tom Green.
Yeah.
Somebody sends me footage of people fucking with people.
Yeah.
Not only will I not use it, I will fucking make it a total example of you calling you a complete fuckwit over the air. So no ass clown fucktards allowed. All right? So just fucking be cool.
So just contact me. info@rantradio.com.
If you've got anything that has moving pictures and things talk, if you have ancient fucking movies that the copyright has expired on, if you've got video that you can use, info@rantradio.com. Who made all those goddamn stickers for us? You should know this.
I will find out.
We will find out who made all the stickers. Please don't be offended, guy who made the stickers.
We love you. We love you.
We love you. We love you more than you can know. It's just that if you can understand how much shit Sim and I have had to deal with this week, getting a goddamn studio off the fucking ground. Oh my god! Every now and again, my brain is just fucking turning to shit over this. I cannot believe this.
It's amazing.
Okay?
It is amazing. All in the span of like nothing.
Oh,
days.
You know, and it's just been like, wow. You know, it's. It's just sex. You know, it really is. It's just fucking sex.
It's nice when it all comes together like that. It's nice when a plan comes together.
I want angryshirts.com to be the official supplier of the Rant Radio shirts.
Rant TV, Sean Kennedy Show.
Sean Kennedy Show.
You're getting it all crazy. You're getting
Rant
it all
Media.
Crazy.
Whatever.
There you go. The whole thing.
As if they aren't already. Yeah, as if they aren't already. But Mixer, yeah, that means you, baby. So we're able to keep this whole thing in-house.
Yeah.
And we'll gradually build a fucking army.
Okay.
Ethernet and Frozen Fox had an interview with the Langley Times today, which is the local paper, and they wanted me there. Come on down, come on down. So she comes down. I go down there, and she's like, oh, hi, what do you do?
And I'm kill people.
And I'm like, well, and Frozen Fox is all like, oh, yeah, well, this is, we're beginning to, they're super excited. They're like pumped. They're like, yep,
you've
got an awesome TV show. It's featured in Wired, Spin Magazine. It's been all over the local papers, and it's going to be shot here.
Yep.
And we're really, really happy about that. And, like, and she's like, why see? And what is it? And it's the Sean Kennedy Show, and this is Sean Kennedy. Oh, hi.
Hi.
And what's the show about exactly?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's kind of like if, let's see, if, let's say that you had Dennis Leary filling in for, say, Dennis Miller, who was hosting the Coast to Coast AM show. Yeah, that's pretty close.
Yeah, that's kind of how it is.
You being a reporter and a member of current media, you're kind of the enemy. But we won't hold that against you. Her name is Brenda.
We'll just use you.
Her name is Brenda. She might come down for the show. So when she goes, she dresses and looks exactly like Scully. I shit you not.
Really? Like the suit kind
of
thing
going on? The long dark coat. And I'm like, wow, X-Files chick. Cool. And, of course, she didn't know it. She didn't, you know, pick it out.
Yeah.
And so we're, like, talking away, and I wound up gabbing at her for, like, half an hour explaining, you know, the counterculture.
It's all about.
What is the counterculture exactly? What section of paper do you write for? I work for the arts. You don't know what the counterculture is. I told her about.
You're new here.
And I'm like, how long have you been doing this? About 5 years. Boy. So she seemed like a nice lady.
So she goes around to the coffee houses and interviews people there.
Oh, hi. What are you? I'm an art fag. Oh, hello. And what's it like being an art fag?
Oh, well, we sit around and we talk a lot about, you know, I don't have to talk to you.
You know, that's pretty much. She fills in the rest. You know, and she fills in the rest. And he was a very nice man. And he seems to be somewhat aloof. Aloof is, you know, aloof is art fag for ass clown. So, whatever. So, yeah, very, very pleased about that. We got some good halftime music here. Tim, do you got anything you want to add before we go to halftime?
Let me just check. I think I might have had nothing. Yep, nothing.
Great. I love it when I have nothing. I've had nothing for so long. Do we got that song for Shade? You scared the shit out of me.
Oh, there it is. It's The Frantics Did It.
The Frantics Did It?
And
yes.
It is downloading and hopefully will be done, but we got a song before The Frantics.
Which was said to me now, a chick singing this Celtic song called The March of Cambeth.
C-A-M-B-A-E-A-D.
Cambeth. Cambeth.
You actually spelled it wrong in there.
Did I?
Yeah, I had to find it. It was it's C-A-M-B. It's like Cambred, T-H. Cambred.
Cambred. Yeah. So March of Cambred.
Yeah.
By Heather Alexander. Now, this chick sounds like she'd be somebody's mom. You know what I mean? Like, the way she sings, she's like, I'm the fairies in the fields, and we go, and we sing this little song while we dig with shovels. Watch out for the dragon. Oh, the wogs have killed the dragon, and they're coming back round. So, everyone get the fuck down. You know, and this is like her whole thing.
Yeah.
But this song is like totally a hard ass. It's like, it's kind of creepy. So,
like, the lyrics are hard ass sung like,
no, 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 no. Yeah, well, you got to hear this song. It's something else. So, yeah, check this out, and then we'll see what else. You got another song
other than that? We're open for The Frantics.
And do we have anything else, or no, that's it?
I'll look.
No dump time tonight. Okay.
No.
No dump time. All right.
No dump time. You had your chance.
Awesome stuff, and we will be right the fuck back after this.
Back to hell, and we'll teach them the ways of a war.
they won't come near anymore. I use your shield and use your head. Fight till everyone is dead. Raise the flag up to the sky. How many of them can we make die? To a marching drum, we'll win the war and pay the toll. We'll fight as one in heart and soul. Midnight mare and blood red roan. Fight to keep this land your own. Sound the horn and call the cry. How many of them can we make die? Shining armor's piercing ring. Now since the one with a powder shield. Fight the bastards to lay. Midnight mare, blood red roan. Land your own. Sound the horn and call the cry. How many of them can we make die? How many of them can we make die? Ah, how many of them can we make die?
Okay, so the You Scare the Shit Out of Me song, we didn't get, but maybe we'll get that for the end of the show. Just because... I'm still trying. Yeah, he's still trying, so that didn't happen. I was actually expecting it to be there, but whatever. That's for sure.
I even had the Frantics on CD, but that song was not on that album.
Really?
Yeah, it sucks. But we're hoping for later.
Okay, enough of this shit. Let's take a look at the Illuminati nudes. AIDS is from monkeys!
Monkeys?
Yeah, of course it is. Sure! Okay, now, those of you who don't keep track, the World Health Organization went around Africa and immunized people, and then less than 6 months later, AIDS broke out in all these regions that reads like a fucking roadmap.
Oh, yeah.
Of where the World Health Organization went to immunize people.
Immunize. Help
in
them
Africa.
Out. Yeah.
But, you know, of course, monkeys, this monkey bit this airline steward who was gay, and then that airline steward flew to strategic locations all over North America and fucked people.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
It's very convenient.
So fuck off. But keeping with that, an international group of scientists have traced the Enterococcus virus that causes AIDS back to a strain found in African monkeys. Two different monkey virus strains combined with chimpanzee to create a... What? Combined in chimpanzees to create HIV virus, which is then passed on to humans. So there's two different AIDS viruses, and then somebody fucked a chimpanzee.
Scapegoat.
And the scientists told the journal Science.
Scapegoat.
Early studies have shown that humans contract the virus that attacks the immune system from chimps.
Quit fucking those chimps.
But we're unable to determine where the chimps got the virus from. Well, how do you get the virus from the chimp? More than 25 million people are killed by AIDS, virus that kills white blood cells and causes body to become defenseless against infections of estimated 40 million people living with HIV, according to reported by the UN last year. So, and more on Saddam Hussein's weapons destroyed. Yes, it seems that the greatest weapon of mass destruction has been destroyed in the Iraqi war. It was Saddam Hussein's regime. That's the story they're saying. It was his regime itself was the biggest killer of Muslims. Upwards of 1 million in the wars he launched, plus 300,000 encountered mass graves being uncovered daily by Iraq. So that's the mass weapon was Saddam Hussein. Yeah, okay.
Sure.
Going down, however, it seems that in Tokyo, there is a company that wants to do bigger, badass robots. We skipped the story. Just
oh,
in case you
okay, I'm like, what?
Oh, what? Bigger, badass robots. Check this out.
Bigger robots are always good.
Bigger, badass robots. Yep. Giant robots and genetically engineered two-headed cats.
Perfect.
Don't you know? Don't you know? I'm like obsessed with checking the IRC to see how many people are...
Get out of that IRC.
I know, but there's like 93 there now.
Oh, God.
Bigger, badass robots are needed. This company wants to build robots that can grab randomly moving objects and another step towards guard robots.
Oh,
we need some of those for the door.
I got some nice fingers on this one.
Visual servo systems is a feedback control system based on visual information. The visual servo system is essential for autonomous robots working in an unknown environment, especially with hostile people firing large bolt throwers at it. Visual servo computers comprise of two tasks, namely environmental recognition, motion control, and killing the enemy. We consider the visual servo system as a completely dynamical system with a nonlinear feature extracting nonlinear dynamics, which is scientists for we're making dope-ass big robots that kill shit.
Give us more money for more robots.
Give us more money. We build big robots and fucking kill all the Rundi. Yeah, Rob Zombio. corporations are still evil. Big shock. From behindthelabel.org, according to union leaders in Colombia, the UAC has been employed by Colombian subsidiaries of Coca-Cola to terrorize union leaders and their members. Their tactics allegedly include killing... How do you allegedly kill someone?
I allegedly
is
killed him.
Is he dead? Yeah. How did he die? Well, he was hung upside down and gutted. We think it's suicide.
Allegedly.
Torture, death threats, and kidnapping. According to Human Rights Watch, the country saw 184 of its trade unionists murdered in 2002 alone.
Whoa.
So that's like, fuck SARS, don't fuck with those guys.
That can't be chalked up to coincidence.
With not one prosecution resulting from this endless killing spree. In the last 15 years, nearly 4,000 trade unionists have been killed.
Whoa.
Prompting international labor organizations to name Colombia the most dangerous place in the world for a trade unionist. Now, this is exactly the kind of news that you will be seeing reported on the Sean Kennedy Show. This is exactly the kind of thing that when it's not wall-to-wall fucking blowjobs, it's going to be this shit.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be able to get away with it because we'll just claim, oh, we're a comedy show.
Yeah, because you won't see this in the nightly news.
With great big fucking teeth. You want to explain to me how 4,000 people in the last 15 years have been slaughtered by core political assassins.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Now, people seem to always go, Sean, you're pretty right-wing, though. You're really right-wing. You should be all for this. No. Being right-wing does not mean that you're for corporations fucking slaughtering people. What's wrong is wrong. Sure, you might think Ross Perot is crazy, but at least the guy had some kind of moral value structure he adhered himself to, even if it was psycho-Christian. I guarantee he wouldn't be murdering fucking 4,000 trade unionists. I don't care what you believe. I don't care who you follow. The only kind of people who can believe that this kind of thing is good is completely profit-focused fucking psychopathic core politicals. That's the only people that could do this, and they would work with third-world governments and countries where, you know, the laws can be bought and sold. And I don't believe America is a country that can be done quite yet. There are a few corrupt people, but I think the vast majority of governmental workers are, in fact, good people. There are a few people with power that are dicks, but I think, on the whole, as long as something like us can come up and point a few things out and bring this kind of thing to attention, that's something that needs to be stopped.
Mm-hmm.
And the media trends are still bad. Yes, yes. Now, as we all know, the media is fucking evil. We all know the media is evil.
Yes.
And you can say what you like about the Sean Kennedy show, because, you know, I encourage people to, you know, swear, use bad language and shit like that. But despite all of that, wow, did I ever just make something? What happened there?
Are you lost?
I used the wrong font.
Oh, no. Is it all Wingdings?
Well, no, it's
did
not
it go
all
Wingdingy.
What the fuck is Wingdings? Like, who uses, like, who the hell ever invented Wingdings? Like, what is the fucking point of that? You know, oh, I want them to do something. Let's make it in Wingdings.
I need a little heart there or something.
No. You get to check yourself out with the 12 gauge, okay? Fuck right off. However, Jose Jimenez used to weigh 350 pounds. Then last year, at age of 16, he turned to drastic measures to lose weight. Bariatric surgery, or what is sometimes known as stomach stapling.
Right, yes.
I wanted something that would work for me, and I knew surgery would do that. With childhood obesity rates soaring, some teenagers are turning to once adult-only surgery, producing that procedure that closes off parts of the stomach and sometimes the intestines. This restricts the amount of food a person can eat and creates a fuller feeling with a much smaller portion. The 7 months after the surgery, Jose lost 100 pounds and says he's still dropping weight. Jose is one of almost 15% of children who are overweight in the United States, triple the proportion that was 2 decades ago.
Triple.
Must be depression.
It must be.
Medicate these motherfuckers. Health officials say the numbers are only expected to get higher. That's because these kids sit at home and watch TV.
I guess he can only eat half the McDonald's he can eat. He used to be able to eat before.
You know, you fucking bomb these kids with junk food commercials.
And what do you expect?
What the fuck do you expect? And now they're using procedures of the stars to get their asses smaller. Like, I don't give a fuck, okay? There's some listeners listening to this show right now that are overweight. I'm doing what I can to get back in shape. We make a lot of jokes about fat and shit like that. It sucks being overweight, okay? But, come on, man. There's a better way to do it than just that. I mean, I got this big because I was sloppy, all right? Fucking, and everybody who was overweight got that way because they were fucking sloppy. There are a small percentage of people who are, in fact, you know, just heavy.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, they have, like, a biological problem.
That's right.
But that's not as big as you'd like to think it is. And,
no.
It's fucking bullshit.
Has some biological things spread in the past 15 years or 20 years? No.
Yeah, that's bunk.
There's some bad diets out there and people sitting on their ass all day.
You betcha. And that's what it is. I mean, you want to lose some weight? Become a vegetarian. Work for some.
Black. I lost more weight than I had before.
Black ice. Everybody who doesn't know anything about cyberpunk, black ice was a concept in the Gibson books of shit that would be dumped on screen that would, like, destroy you if you were hacking and stuff like that.
Okay.
But Orrin Hatch, who's crazier than a shithouse rat,
this guy's crazy.
He wants to fucking create black eyes.
Yeah.
Hatch takes aim at illegal downloading. The chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, oh my God, said Tuesday he favors developing new technology to remotely destroy the computers of people who illegally download music from the internet. Destroy them! You may file when ready. The surprise remarks by Senator Orrin Hatch, which, well, you really can't be surprised, from Utah.
Yeah.
Utah!
Yeehaw!
During a hearing on copyright abuses represent dramatic escalation in the frustrating battle in the industry executives and lawmakers in Washington's against illegal Washington against illegal music downloads, a frustrating battle, which means you're fucking losing. During a discussion on methods to frustrate computer users who illegally exchange music and movie files over the internet, Hatch asked technology executive about ways to damage computers involved in such file trading. Legal experts have said that any such attack would violate federal anti-hacking laws.
Really?
Wow, you're bound by the same fucking laws. Look at that. No one is interested in destroying anyone's computer, replied Randy Safe of Media Defender Incorporated,
yeah,
a secretive Los Angeles company that builds technology to disrupt music downloads. One technique deliberately downloads pirated material very slowly so other users can't. Wow, that's pretty advanced shit.
Whoa.
Yeah, you're pretty leap fuckstick. Anyway, I'm interested, Hatch interrupted. He said, damaging someone's computer may be the only way to teach someone about copyrights.
Damn it!
Damn it! That son of a bitch is fucking downloading my music! We'll cut his fucking head off.
We don't want your music, Hatch.
You're listening to the Pet Shop Boys? Must be some kind of faggot! Kill him!
Can we kill him?
Can we kill him? Nope. Declare war! I declare war on people who download music. Yeah. What do they call them? Pirates. We declare war.
Pirates.
War on piracy.
Stealing our gold.
I don't know. What do you think? I still don't have to talk to you. I'm interested, Hatch interrupted. He said, damaging someone's computer. Maybe the only way to teach somebody about copyrights.
It's the only way.
My computer exploded. See, that's copyright.
That'll learn you.
Yeah, you know what you're going to do then? You're going to create a really fucking militant breed of hacker.
Yeah, make them even madder, okay?
Yeah, like, hey, guess what? If everything was really easy, the hackers wouldn't be that smart. But if you start taking like fucking drastic electronic... Oh, we've created a technology that allows you to destroy computers. How quick do you suppose it'll be before they fucked up my computer?
Let's turn it around.
Let's see. I make about, $1,000 a month. That computer cost me $4,000. So that's like one quarter of my fucking year's salary.
Yeah.
Actually, one third of my year's salary. So if you just kind of compare that to this company, it's worth, say, $1 billion. That means that I'm able to do roughly $330 million worth of damage to feel justified.
Yep. And that's what they'll do. Because
that's the way we think, fucker. So go ahead, build it. Rock on. I guarantee you will have that. You will be disarmed and fucking that code will be distributed faster than you can say, what the fuck happened? The senator, a composer, yeah, I bet you rock some, you rock the bells, who earned $18,000 because, you know, a senator, fuck you, man, your luggage costs more than $18,000.
Yeah.
In songwriting royalties, acknowledged Congress would have to enact an exemption for copyright owners from liability from damaging computers. He endorsed technology that would twice warn a computer user about illegal online behavior and then destroy their computer.
Warning.
Three strikes, you're out. It should be noted that a link from Orrin Hatch's own website has expired, and if you click on it, it takes you to Big Naturals.
It goes to a porn site,
because, you know, they...
And also, a follow-up to this story.
What's that?
He was also using copyrighted code without permission, a JavaScript on his website. Which,
was he?
Which he has fixed after it went on Slashdot.
Oh, yeah, bitch!
And he also used a copyright photo on one of his albums that he sells. So
we should have fucking destroyed his computer.
That's right. I
declare
so.
War on Orrin Hatch. Don't fuck around, Orrin. You're going to get your ass owned.
Like, people, the Slashdot scoured his site for anything.
Oh, my God.
They just went over with a fine-tooth comb.
The Slashdot people are fucking possessed by Satan. Like, yes. Where's your head? Now, we all know that we want to be vegetarians, right? So how about we grow meat on a tree? Gah!
I'm confused. Is it meat or tree?
Here's some good news that vegetarians can really sink their teeth into.
Uh-huh.
Researchers have developed genetically engineered fruit trees that bear real meat. Fruit from the new meat trees, developed by British scientists using gene-splicing technology, closely resembles ordinary grapefruit, but when you peel the large fruit open, inside is real flesh. Does it fucking bleed? Like, that's... Ah!
That's so scary.
That's like the fucking evilest shit ever. That's so Lovecraftian.
It'll have,
like,
to drop from the tree.
Does it eat things? Like, what the fuck? Our trees might sound like something out of a science fiction movie. No, out of a horror movie. But it's really simple, down-to-earth idea. Whose time has come?
Yeah.
Declares Dr. Vincent Madhouse, Director of Agricultural Bioengineering and Mutant Research at the Ultra Mod Agri Group.
Ultra Mod Agri. Well, they got the right name.
Yeah, which created these amazing trees. The trees can hunt and kill, moving at 250... No, I'm kidding. Vegetarians have been complaining for years that despite their moral convictions against consuming meat, they still crave the flavor of good steak once in a while. Okay, I have never, ever heard a vegetarian say, geez, I really just wish I could have some bloody cow.
No, I don't. I don't hear that.
Now they can have their cake and eat it, too, and it'll fucking bleed.
Between my teeth, the blood drips.
Although it's taken 12 years to develop the trees, the concept is essentially simple.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit, the concept is simple. Lovecraft wrote about it. And then the trees screamed at the sky, clutching at the earth. And, you know, vegetarian came up and ate one because, you know, technically it's a fucking vegetable.
It's okay.
We take the genes from cattle that produce key proteins and splice them into the reproductive cells of grapefruit trees. When the seeds mature into trees, instead of producing ordinary citrus fruit, the pulp contains meat. Oh, my God, I'm going to be fucking sick. Even just the thought of this.
Don't let it rot and fall to the ground.
This is fucking vile. Those who sampled the meat tree agree it tastes like the real fucking thing. If some asshole offers me to sample anything, I'm like, wow, is this beef? No, it's organically grown grapefruit meat tree. That son of a bitch is going to get his toothpick through the middle of his forehead.
Oh.
I'd be like, son of a bitch. I'm going to feed you to this goddamn tree. I was a bit skeptical at first when I sank my teeth into a hamburger after they told me it grew on a tree. This is a hamburger that grew on a tree. Wow, I don't know. Says Londoner Mark Basker, 41, who promptly died.
McDonald land come true now.
Who participated
pluck it from trees.
In a consumer taste test.
Oh.
But it was juicy and delicious. Nothing leafy about it at all.
Here's grapefruit meat and a real meat.
Meat grown on trees needs only sun, water, and fertilizer, and thus more cost-effective than raising livestock.
No.
Dr. Tartley also points out.
But then they'll have mad trees.
Yeah, we'll have mad tree disease. What about the wood? Like, can you have, like, would it be, like, bones and shit sticking out of the wood? Oh, my God, that's fucking
oh,
wild.
Oh, God.
Meat tree products could be on the market in Great Britain by year's end.
Mm, great.
Pending USDA approval on dinner plates in the U.S. by 2005.
I can't wait, Sean, really.
On one hand, I'd like to do away with feedlots.
That's a good thing.
I'm not eating no fucking meat tree shit. Holy frankenfruit.
But you know.
That's fucked up.
It is. If you put it in the supermarket, you put the real meat and the grapefruit meat right beside each other, and the grapefruit meat's half price.
No, it'll be
organic
vegetarian meat.
Yeah, that's what they'll label it.
They'll come up with not franken fucking mad scientist.
Free-range meat.
Dr. Von fucking Evilman meat. No, it'll be like...
People won't know because it won't be labeled.
That's nasty. Out of all the stories I've covered on genetic engineering, this has got to be one of the most vile fucking stories I've ever seen in my life. That's just fucking grim.
Ugh.
Oh. Yep. On to the crypto good stuff. Oldest modern human society was on Earth. This was from Alien Binary. Here's amazing new discovery that was on CNN's website for a day or so. Nature magazine just released an article stating the remains of three human skulls have been discovered with unusual identifying features that make them fall into the primitive and modern categories, i.e. Paleolithic, Neolithic. Paleontologists and anthropologists are suggesting the discovery could lead to a new subspecies of Homo sapiens. A couple of factors, a couple of important facts. Skulls have been estimated to be probably 160,000 years old. That kind of fucks that whole Bible theory.
Yeah.
And although 160,000 years old is not much by hominid timeline, to 2 to 3.5 million years, the site also uncovered evidence of a ceremony analogous to a mortuary. These marks differ in placement and orientation than those made by defleshing with stone tools.
Mm.
They reveal maybe the fucking trees got them.
And the trees did get them.
They reveal some ancient mortuary practice. Oh, God. They fucking unearthed, like, ancient dead zombies.
Uh-huh.
Emotep. Also, the find that lead scientists begin digging in region northeast of Adidas. Whatever. The remains of rhinoceros skulls with evidence of blunt trauma, the age proximity is blah, 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 blah. Okay, whatever. That's the fucking other point makes no sense. We also find rhinoceros skulls that were beat to death.
Great.
Great.
Good.
What does that have to do with sweet fuck all? Anyway, there we go. Now, there's a... here's a bunch of links based on that, and those are from Alien Binary. Very, very cool. Now, on to the alien problem, which is always a problem.
Always.
Yes.
They're always there.
Paranormal News ran an article where MarsLife.com appears to have the only Martian meteorite encapsulating advanced life, a menagerie of little creatures and plants akin to Earth's. One of this meteorite's eerie residents is a fibrous crystalline nature. Just add water, and it grows and seems to feed. Okay.
Hmm.
Now, I don't care if MarsLife.com saying claims they've got one of these meteorites. If they actually had one, the government would be up your ass in about 6 seconds.
Yeah,
okay,
just a
you'd be like, wow, I've got a meteorite that's got life on it, and oh my God, where do all these men in black come from? So, yeah. Now, the United States, it's been noticed that the United States has declared that space is theirs.
Pretty much.
If you want to go, and I don't actually have a problem with this.
Okay.
I really don't, because somebody has to take over space. Hopefully the United States will declare war on space, and we'll all go there, which would be handy, because I want to get the fuck off the rock, okay? Now, if aliens land, we'll all be like, United States, save us. That's exactly what we're
doing. Oh, yeah.
So, ancient prophets refer to our time in history as the latter days. And according to prophecy, because we all know we trust prophecy, UFOs will come in massive numbers in the final days. Ancient prophets refer to our time in history as the latter days. Why'd that go in twice? That's fucked. Visitations by these crafts have steadily increased after the year 1947. And their current activity is building to one major event recently discovered in the Holy Scriptures.
Oh my goodness, it's all coming together.
After the tribulation, the rapture! Our atmosphere will be darkened, making a light from the moon appear as the color of blood. Prophecy will then state that when the moon turns to blood, the sky will open, an army of glowing objects will descend from the region of the clouds. The prophets call these objects horses of fire, bracket light. At other times, these same prophets refer to the objects as white horses, or objects of white light. But strangely, the word horse was translated from the word cuwc, which is C-U-W-C, a verb, which means to skip through the air in a rapid flight. If it was a horse of fire that looked like the prophet Elijah in the sky, it was the same type of activity we report today. Okay, that's really, like, kind of fucking scary if it's true. So, we have more reason for all the wogs to arm themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Yay. And also in the Fuck Scientology thing, there's a link from somethingawful.com where it's a really, really funny thing about a Scientology superhuman dude that makes fun of, it's a Scientologist saving the world. It's a very, very funny.
Oh, excellent.
It's a very, very funny one. So you've got time to check that out. And good old Tom is still a slave to L. Ron's fucking clutches. Yes, MSNBC. The Church of Scientology's Top Gun has been lobbying the White House. Tom is a big believer in the teachings of Scientology and has become a victim of them and has spoken in the past about how it cures dyslexia. Yeah. It says, alternative religion expert Rick Ross, it looks to me like he's seeking federal funds for Scientology schools under President Bush's faith-based initiative. That would really suck if Scientology got federally funded.
Very much.
Ross also said that Cruz is appealing to the British administration to pressure some European countries to ease up on their anti-Scientology politics, just as John Travolta lobbied the Clinton administration. Well, I just fucking, hey, why don't we just separate church and state? Thanks for coming out.
Just a little bit.
Yeah. Okay, on to,
raise your own money.
Yeah, fuck off, clown. Now, Kit Corner. Yes, yes. How about a whole whack of fucking dope vehicles? Thanks to Alex. Here's a link to them. This is this covers a whole bunch of them. The Innis Tech truck, various other vehicles that look like everyday vehicles for logs. But you can, in fact, go and blow shit up.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Vehicles.
Very, very fucking tight.
Satellite uplink.
I'm always cool with new knives as well. And I found a design for a knife, which I thought was kind of neat. Now, it's a little pricey. But for a folding knife that's actually a decent combat folder, I found this website which is called Karambit. It's like this Indonesian hook knife. It's fucking cool, but it's expensive. It's like $265. But I figured for those wogs out there who want to fucking, handle the whole knife thing,
Wow. Check
out Karambit.com. They're pretty fucking nasty looking toys.
It is very nasty looking.
But it's
big old hook.
Yeah, it's expensive. That's the one problem with it. So that's one thing. And on to the digital baptisms. All fucking just tons.
Wow. Oh, you do have a lot tonight.
Yeah. So, because I had this week's and I had last week's.
Oh, right. Yes.
And actually, I actually gave this one some thought. I really like these names tonight. I had a good time with this one. FT-Link RX is now known as Adrenocillin.
Nice.
I like that name. Tie Ripper is now known as Prosium. Jarrett is now known as Bitrot.
Mm-hmm.
I like that one. And Finaro is now Briareos.
Nice.
From the Appleseed fame. And I was asked to name a role-playing game. Now, this one is...
A role-playing game?
Yeah, yeah. These guys were working on a timeline, which they sent me, which I really, really liked. It was very fucking cool. And the game is called Worlds of Wog.
Worlds of Wog, really?
Yeah, it's very, very after now. Super cyberpunk, all that kind of shit. So it's hard to come up with a cyberpunk name.
Yeah, a lot are taken. A lot of really cool ones are taken.
Now, there was a supplement that was like a gaming supplement for cyberpunk that went by this same name, which I'm going to name this game. But I've always thought it was a cool name, and I thought that it should probably have a name named after it. A game named after just this as a game. Worlds of Wog is now known as Chrome.
Very cool.
Which is a cool cyberpunk game name. You know, play Chrome. It's
yep.
a fucking, that's a very cool
that
name.
That works.
It's quick, it's sharp, it's easy. Yep. Go with it. Recommended reading tonight. I finished a book by a guy by the name of Lieutenant Colonel Grossman called On Killing.
Mm-hmm.
This book is a book which has totally changed my views on violence and media in video games. And I think it will change your views as well. This actually explains why violence in music and video games is actually really, really, really bad.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. And it doesn't do it from, like, a Judeo-Christian standpoint. It does it from, like, a soldier standpoint.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay? There are lots of books written on military tactics, just as there are lots of books written on relationships. But there are books written on sex, but there's only one book ever written on the act and psychological impact of killing. And that is this book by Lieutenant Colonel Grossman called On Killing. I highly recommend people read it. Very, very, very super fucking cool. Extremely, extremely neat. I also got another book review sent in to me. Exploring the Matrix, Visions of the Cyber Present. Here's a link to the book. Did somebody send us a webcam?
A webcam is coming.
It's coming. It hasn't arrived yet.
No, I think it's coming tomorrow, so that will really help out with
cool.
With the upcoming show.
Tight. I'm almost done with a book called Exploring the Matrix, a compilation of essays in artificial reality, martial arts, cyberpunk, science fiction, etc. The main author for whom I was persuaded to buy the book was Bruce Sterling, which happens to be a living god. The book uses the Matrix as a jump-off point into the history of cyberpunk and explains what simulacra or simulations really are, and the philosophy that has been circulating in CP circles long before the Matrix. As a matter of fact, according to essayist Ian Watson, Baudrill's simulacra and simulation is... This is a heavy fucking read. I don't think I'll tackle it. I'm not sure Trotsky's Ghost can check it out and fill me in on the gooey parts. I might pick that book up and try that. Was a book Neil used to hide his mini discs in pirate software, hollowed out. If you can't remember the book, it's right before Follow the White Rabbit, which, of course, I remember that book. But I never actually bothered to check what book that was. I've never, in my adult life, bought a book that was inspired by a movie. I think that that's pushing the limit of pop culturism too much. But the articles and essays in this book will literally bend your mind. In addition, anyone who reads this book will have the best media review on print ever. Sterling's lists his favorite cyberpunk and SF writers, and the rest follow suit. So far, Philip K. Dick is winning in spades. What a shock. Yeah, Philip K. Dick wrote Blade Runner. Thanks for coming out. No, that's a lie. He did not write Blade Runner. He wrote Minority Report.
Oh.
It was Android's Dream of Electric Sheep by Gibson that Blade Runner is facing. Good thing I caught that, otherwise I would have been fucking killed. Anyway, I'm about to check out and go to bed. I have to work for 5 hours. I think I'll link you to the Amazon section of this book. Check it out, but I wouldn't spend the $23. Take the money and buy the Animatrix instead, which I watched with Angry Monkey and was dope! So, yeah.
That must have been from Alien Binary.
That was, in fact, from Alien Binary.
Who's sending the webcam over.
So you are a sexy, sexy bitch.
You betcha.
So, going through the IRC tonight, it's a short show because I got to get to work. Mm-hmm. Well, it's not actually that short. It's an hour and a half.
No.
What do you want from me here? And we actually started...
The show's only an hour, you bastard. You're getting bonus time.
We started on time. Please,
yes,
everyone who's listening, if you have any Photoshop ability, we need this done. This is going to be absolutely fucking huge.
Yep.
The announcement tonight of having an actual video studio... audience and
TV
everything
show.
Having an actual, you know, shit, that's it's just
It's amazing. It'll blow everyone away. Yeah, it'll be really entertaining.
It took me like 4 days to get over the goddamn shock. Okay. Oh, we got some Photoshops here.
Woo.
Oh, wow. People are going crazy here. So it was like road trip. I'm going to check out some of the logos. Oh, that's not bad. Don't hate. Oh, yeah, SKTFM. A little blocky, but it's good. It's good. Gear logo. Meditate logo. What are we got here?
I'm going to set up a forum for the Sean Kennedy TV show.
Oh, I like that fucking
so everyone could talk
meditating
in there.
One. Of course,
that's
I'm a
that's
slut
a very
for,
cool one.
I'm a slut for meditating people's stuff. That's fucking tight. I like that one. And they're keeping it in mind for stickers.
Yes. Keep it in mind for... It has to work for everything.
Actually, the Burning Monk one, that's fucking rad. Because I've always, you know, the conviction power of one. And I got that fucking poster I'm going to be putting behind me.
Check the next one out. Check the Mick J one.
There's a warning logo. Just 1 sec. Oh, that's the log one with the headphones. That's cool. The print's a little blocky, but still. Might want to experiment with font. What do we got here? We got... don't hate the media. That's... Holy fucking communist regime. Holy communist regime. Those are cool. That's cool. That's another one of the same things. Still with me, though. Very KMFDM. Extremely KMFDM.
Yes.
So, that guy's doing pictures and shit. Okay, so please, if you want to do Photoshops, those are awesome. That Meditate logo is pretty fucking cool shit. I like that one a lot. You might want to fuck around with different fonts, too, on some logos, like same logos, different fonts.
Yeah.
Make
a batch of them.
Like, go crazy. This will be the Photoshop for the next 3 fucking weeks.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we need this.
Yeah, this is super important, because once we go with this, this will never change.
Yeah. So that's
okay,
pretty solid.
Okay, I can't change this. So this isn't just like a fuck around thing. This thing is huge. Okay? So, dudes and dudettes, I give you the Sean Kennedy Show. People who shut up in the show tonight was Cal, Misconduct, Shade, who's an op, who's a Photoshop god, who's fucking amazing. Smokehouse, who's also fucking amazing, and he's always been around. Xanda, Date with Harry Potter. Pyro, Abadui, Alien Binary, Alamode, Alpha 736, we got 88 people near us. Angelica Firestorm, Angry Monkey, Panther Pete Blung, Rune, Cell Rumbling Sky, Coyote Jones, Dancing Monkey, Dark Ox, Dope Panic 42, Dorky Dr. Chris, Dr. Z, and Asylum Boy, Flood Magnet, G Manix, Griffin, Guardian Super Chicken, Hackoff, Hawkfire, John D, Judging Eagle, K16, Kabufa, K-Sol, Kexler, Kindling Boy, Kurgan, Cleric, good name, Lentium, Mai, Jukaku, Malicious Kitten, Megalomaniac, Mick J, Illustrator, Go Hard, Mick J, you crazy fuck. where are we going down here? Down. Mick Venner, Naughty Skiing, Niacin. Nice. Oog, Organ Grinder, Paladin, People Tree. Yeah, that's just scary.
People Tree.
Pobar, Poison Cheeto, Praetor 2, Prozium. Cool. Prince Squaller, Psycho, Quiff, Rich. Hey, buddy. Ricky Rocket Rose. Hey, buddy. Ronan Sparky. Expect to see you down there, man, for sure. 7210, Shadow Fur, Shag, Sheep. Shrine Master, SKTM, Data Stalker, Smudley, Thought Crime, Transistor, Trinity, Turmoil, Turnspike, Tweak, Tyrant's X, Wi-Fi Girl, Wiggle Puppy, Whopper, WS Ninja, Yurki, Zarastra, D-Day Species, Lieutenant Mage Zombies, Special Happy Birthday to you, Yup, and Katinas. So,
private message me all the Photoshops that you do.
Yes.
In the IRC, or email them if you can't do that, but I prefer the private message.
Yes. So, very, 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 very cool. I'm fucking so stoked about this, guys. I'm sure it shows. And I'm thinking that finally we'll be able to get something out there and get something going to you guys. You might want to, you know, all the Goon Squad guys and, you know, shit, man, we might actually make a go of this. And that way it's not just going to be up on those hardcores who've donated cash and stuff. We'll finally be able to have a media, because there's a lot of people who are not into the audio media.
That's right.
I mean? We'll be able
they
to
just
reach,
can't catch on, right?
We'll be able to, it'll be like fucking penicillin, man. You'll be able to inoculate people who are dying, who are starving, and they go like, what the fuck do you see in that stupid computer show? No. You burn it, you copy the disk, and oh yeah, baby, same rules apply. You can distribute that any way you see fit. It's all about peer-to-peer. It's all about woo-hoo. Putting it on videotapes and returning them to the video store instead of the proper one.
Oops. How'd that get on there?
Jeez, I don't know. I guess I just returned it. Oh, shit. And I returned like another video with case to the video store. The guys are watching it now. Yeah. Hey,
how'd that get
on
the shelf?
You know, how many places can you leave videotapes that people will watch, sleeping into people's collections and shit?
Oh, yeah.
Stuff that you can actually put video media out. It'll be fucking tight. Guys, this is going to be so huge. Thanks so much for showing the fuck up. Please, please, all you Photoshop psychos who are doing Zen Ninja shit, focus in on all the good groovy, don't hate the media, become the media. And always remember, where you come from is gone. Where you thought you were going to, weren't never there. And where you are, ain't no good unless you can get away from it. So you say you gotta know why the world goes around, and you can't find the truth in the things you've found, and you're scared shitless cause evil abounds. Come join us. When I heard you were looking for a place to fit in, for a better reason, for what's the same as you did. A family to bring you and go with them. Come join